Kim Charette had no idea if she was doing the right thing. She anxiously balled her hands into fists in her jacket pockets and chewed her bottom lip as she waited in the barn. "I'm so nervous," she whispered to her friend, Barb Folkrot, who had generously agreed to make the early morning drive from North Carolina to Virginia to pick up the horse Kim couldn't stop talking about. When they arrived, Tom Comer, the owner of the sprawling Virginia farm, greeted them warmly. Tom had his own horses, but also fostered animals in need for the Equine Rescue League. Barb laid a calming hand on Kim's back. She and Kim, both in their early 40s and both wearing their blonde hair in low ponytails, could have easily passed for sisters. "Trust your gut, Kim," she whispered back. Trust. Barb made it sound so easy. In theory, giving a permanent home to a recently rescued horse was a no-brainer. After all, the horse therapy ranch Kim owned in Raleigh needed more horses. But this horse? Maybe she had been too rash. When the stable door opened, out stepped the most beautiful, albeit terribly thin, horse Kim had ever seen. Her breath caught as she inhaled. He was magnificent. Head held high, creamy blonde mane blowing in the gentle breeze, he looked positively regal. "Oh my," she breathed out. She had seen Appaloosas before. In fact, there was another one waiting impatiently in the borrowed horse trailer parked in the driveway. She had always loved the breed, with their richly spotted coats, freckled noses, and human-like eyes, but she had never seen one like this before. A leopard, Appaloosa. His white coat was dotted with hundreds of black ink spots, smaller ones packed close together in the front, while larger ones spread out around the back. His markings reminded Kim of a Dalmatian's coat. "Well, here he is," Tom announced. "Meet Joey." Kim and Barb slowly approached, and Kim gently held her hand under the horse's nose in a non-threatening greeting. "Hi, Joey. It's nice to meet you." The Appaloosa breathed in her scent, then exhaled his greeting. His pink and black freckled lips rooted around her closed fist, looking for hidden tidbits. Kim reached up to stroke his large cheek, her index finger stopping on several different sized spots. A large one with a deep black center surrounded by a lighter ring, a medium-sized pear-shaped one, and finally several small ones that all blended together, turning a patch of his white coat gray. "You are so beautiful," she said, moving closer. Joey lowered his head, his cheek briefly touching hers. Kim drew in a quick breath. The movement, the moment, felt almost reverent. Woman and horse stood together for several heartbeats before Joey lowered his head further in search of a clump of grass. "Tom, thank you so much for thinking of us," Kim said. "I still don't know if we're ready for this, but there's just something about this one. I can almost feel it." Tom nodded. "Trust me, I get it. This boy is special, no doubt about it. But I have to confess, you were actually the 7th place I called that day. I reached out to every contact I have, but..."